The bother explanation rings hollow, since all police departments are bothered daily with trivial lawbreaking, such as jaywalking, slight speeding, and expired inspection stickers. It is more likely that departments, perhaps at the urging of federal authorities, do not want police violence publicized out of aversion to a public demand for stronger local control, not to mention the fear of liability issues. The corporate mass media, accustomed to praising and supporting any police action, have largely overlooked the increasing use of deadly force by police. Next only to Westerns, TV cop shows depicting brave and effective police officers have long been a staple of evening entertainment. The acceptance of police officers acting outside the law in order to bring justice to the bad guys, on TV and in movies, has not been lost on either the public or the cops. But today there is a growing discontent with the number of deaths caused by newly militarized police agencies. Some examples of unrestrained lethal force include the June 27, 2013 shooting of 80-year-old Eugene Mallory, killed in his bed when Los Angeles County deputies used a no-knock warrant looking for methamphetamines. None were found. In 2010, Douglas Zerbe was finishing up watering his lawn, holding a hose nozzle, when neighbors, probably conditioned by the violence on TV, called police and reported him holding a gun. Long Beach police arrived and, without warning, fatally shot Zerbe 12 times in the chest, arms, and legs. Zerbe's family won a $6.5 million federal suit against the Long Beach Police Department, but his mother told the media, "The money does not bring my son back, which is all I really want." In May 2014, the Purcellville, Virginia police were called when 17-year-old Christian Alberto Sierra became depressed and unruly and cut himself with a knife. As he ran from his home, a policeman arrived and ordered him to stop. Then shots were fired, and Sierra was fatally wounded. State police said the boy was shot after lunging at the officer, who was placed on administrative leave. The boy's distraught mother wondered why the policeman used such force on a teen they knew was in emotional distress, not committing a crime. "Why would you shoot a child that is suicidal? You are there to save him, not finish him off," she wondered. Like Sierra's mother, many citizens are becoming alarmed over such indiscriminate shootings by increasingly militarized and combat-minded police. One of the most egregious and publicized instances was the shooting of Miriam Carey, the Connecticut mother who was shot while making a U-turn in front of the White House on October 3, 2013.